Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, New Zealand's only real, hardcore, freedom-loving radio show. And I want to give out special mention and thanks to the New Zealand stations who were brave enough to share this broadcast with the people of this country. I really appreciate that. Dagsy and Greg and Roy, you know, there are a lot of people in this nation who really have a thirst for the truth, but they're not even aware of the existence of this show. They're not even aware of it at all. As far as they're concerned, they're a lone voice screaming into the wilderness. And I implore the listeners, you know, please, for the love of frack's sake, tell people about this radio show. There won't be any commentary even comparable to the massive cacophony of information and commentary that comes out of this program on a daily basis. There's nothing comparable to it. It must be shared. The people must know. They must be informed so that they can defend themselves from propagandistic mind control attack that the mainstream media perpetrate on all of us. There's only a few lines left of this GCSB article to read out under the new act of the GCSB. It says that it can help specifically the SIS, police and defence, to spy on New Zealanders if the other agencies are authorised under warrant or statute. And we all know that they don't operate under warrants or statutes anyway. I don't know how many times I've seen police break the law right in front of my frickin' eyes and just get away with it. Because do you know who you complain to about misconduct by the police? The police misconduct authority, who are incidentally all staffed by police, who protect each other like a gang. So, well, what are you going to do? Let me get this straight. The only restraint... Oh, hold on, let me just finish this off. Also, the GCSB still cannot spy on New Zealanders to gather foreign intelligence. Okay, so that's done. So, the only protection you have against the GCSB is the lying psychopathic prime minister and the person he appoints and the lying deceptive intelligence services, the lying deceptive police services who you can't complain about or bring to justice because they control justice. And also the corrupt courts which support them, which are populated by a whole bunch of judges who are all practically related, by first cousin at least. Those are the stops. Those are the checks. That's the balance. You've got to be freaking kidding me. I mean, just makes me so angry. We're so fracked. We're so fracked. What are we gonna do? All I can do is talk about it. You know, I criticize the politicians for stopping at only words, and yet I'm doing the same. I'm just as hypocritical. I go further than they do with my words, but still, that's all I do. Try to provide a voice, try to provide something that actually means that this country won't just fade into the night without screaming, without yelling, without the force of words. it's becoming increasingly apparent to me that words are not enough. Media coverage is not enough. Not when I'm trying to do it all on my own. How much responsibility am I supposed to take on my shoulders to defend this country? How many of the other alternative media commentators and leftists that are you know, talking about this GCSB bill, most of the information that I have that I've been talking about this has been from them. Yet they do not acknowledge the even existence of the New World Order. They don't acknowledge it at all. Are they willfully ignorant? Am I alone in this fight? Am I the only media in this whole frickin' country talking on radio and making YouTube videos about this, where the big picture gets discussed? You know, unfortunately, in most cases, yeah, I really am. That doesn't make me proud to be the only one. That makes me ashamed. Ashamed of the people of my country. There's 4 million of you living here. 1 million of you overseas. And you're leaving all the important work to me. I shake my head at you. Stop being such a bunch of freaking cowards. You have to start speaking the truth. You have to start putting the real information out there before it's too late. The country needs you. Don't you see that? Don't you see that with a bunch of criminal scum in the government and horrific, negligent, and pathetic media, that this nation is doomed? Don't you see that? What terrorist threat is there that requires this kind of legislation? What is the definition of terrorism? Terrorism is actually a system of government. No Shiite Muslim. Look it up in the frickin' dictionary if you don't believe me. It's a system of government. Terrorism, communism, fascism, they're systems of government. Capitalism, you know. What's terrorism defined by? Well, it's the government using threats, fear, intimidation, and terror to get the people to do what it wants. Think about that. Is your country a terrorist nation? In the case of the United States, most definitely. I see how it spies on its people, how it forces them under color of law to give their innocent children toxic vaccines, which cause autism rates to spike. I see all of this going on, and I see so many people in the United States resisting this. I see so many commentators coming out and telling the truth, broadcasting it across the nation, far and wide, doing what needs to be done in order to protect their country. And then I look at mine, and I feel like a lone voice in the wilderness. It makes me sick to my stomach. What is the... I'm just lost for words. You know? I can't describe what a feeling it is to be a talk radio show host who's lost for words, ladies and gentlemen. That's how bad the situation is. That is how dark the times have become. When even somebody who is a alleged voice of freedom like myself has no more words There's no more to say on the topic. I've said everything that needs to be said. And I feel so bad that it is not enough. There are not enough words in the English dictionary to describe the massive problem that we are faced with. There is not enough words that can be spoken that will stop these tyrants dead in their tracks. When will the time come when everybody will get off their ass and start speaking the truth? Will it be when there's a security camera in your home? Will it be when there's a microchip under your skin? Will it be when there are checkpoints on every road, pulling tubes of your blood to prove that you are who you say you are? What's it going to take? The answer is, you've got to start resisting now, right now. The time is and always has been now. The only reason why the government and the media and the New World Order have been beating us up till this point, beating us hand over fist, is because you won't speak out. Is because you blame the people for these problems instead of the corrupt government, instead of the New World Order corporate interests that own the government. You say, oh, it's the sheeple's fault because they're not standing up while you sit on the sidelines and do nothing. You're just as culpable as they are. When was the last time you really did something? When was the last time you sacrificed anything for the truth? When was the last time you got on a public speaking forum and said the truth whether or not people want to hear it? Being booed, being told to shut up, to sit back down. When was the last time you had your banners confiscated off you because they were too controversial? Come on. What, do you think you're resisting just by listening to this show? This show is merely a vessel. If you contribute to me, if you go to the VinnieEastwoodShow.com and you donate, if you make those regular donations, like some of the very, very loyal listeners, one of the listeners gives a $50 donation directly into my bank account every month. Another Russell gives me $100 a month. Another person named James, he gave me $350 the other day and $250 the week before that. And all this is allowing me to do is just pay the rent, because the rent is so freaking ridiculously high that everything is so ridiculously expensive. Food prices going up. I got to register my car. My shoes have holes in them. Can't find a clean pair of underwear to save my life. You know, I'm really struggling here. I'm on the bones, ladies and gentlemen, of my ass, have been for years and years and years. I have sacrificed everything. Everything that I thought that I would ever achieve in my life, I have put on the back burner because I know that if I don't give every single waking minute of my life to resisting scumbaggery, I won't have a life at all. They will kill people like me. Those people like you who support me, you'll be next. And that makes me so angry. It makes me afraid. Afraid for you. Afraid for myself. I don't even know if I'm even going to be able to have kids. I didn't even know if in the next year or so the internet won't be controlled and stop me from broadcasting. I don't even know if I'm going to have to start turning into being a writer and carbon copy things like I did in the old Soviet Republic when censorship was at its highest. I don't know how fast this agenda is going to be implemented. I know what the end game is. And they're going to kill all of us. All of us. Any one of us who cares about their country, anyone who cares about their fellow man, anybody who cares about anything other than mass media, lies, deception, drugs and alcohol, anybody who cares about anything of value will be on a hit list. We're all dead already as far as I'm concerned. So as far, you know, as my realization has come to me, I haven't actually sacrificed anything. I wasn't going to lose already.